Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone, and thank you so much for joining this conversation. Today's topic will be, how are you grading yourself? As you can recall, on Sundays we deal with lifestyle conversations. And today we want to bring it close to home and just spend some time thinking about how we are treating ourselves and all of that. So I want you to tweet, text, and call everyone that you know and tell them to tune into the show, because I am sure that everyone who does will get a bit of nugget. So the number to call in is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. The chat room is up and running, and we are just ready to rock and roll.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, I in 2 days, on the 18th, will be my son Javonte's birthday, so I just want to send a early birthday wishes to my son Javonte Vaughn Oliver Hudson. Happy birthday to you, my darling, and I wish you many more, and may they get better and better each and every year. Just love yourself and be kind to yourself. Again, I want to remind you also that this month is our anniversary month. We are 6 years old here on Blog Talk Radio. So we are going to be celebrating for the entire month. And I am planning on bringing some of the past guests back on so we can talk to them and all of that. So stay tuned. And I'm hoping that you too will call in. Our birthday starts on the 29th of March. So I'm excited about that. Again, I want to invite you to join me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, facebook.com/DynamicDaphne, LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson. On our websites, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com and DaphneClarkHudson.com. Sign up there for our newsletter. Check our blog out. And just, we have some neat gifts that we are doing. We are rearranging some things, and we're going to have some intriguing packages of free giveaways for you. So stay tuned. Get on the mailing list there, and once you do that, you know you are in, and you'll be getting your free gift. So I am excited about some of the changes that we are doing here on both on Daphne Clark Hudson Worldwide and also on Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers.com. Well, today's conversation, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we will be talking about how are you grading yourself? How are we grading ourselves, you and I? Change comes in multiple dimensions. Can we decide to take action when it is needed? And that's a question that each and every one of us needs to ask ourselves. I enjoy standing in front of a mirror and have a conversation with the woman looking back at me. And I know one of the struggling things that people go through is making decisions and taking action. A-C-T-I-O-N. And I break action down for you. I am not giving you the definition of action, because you can look that up in the dictionary. However, I want to use each letter in the word action and tell you how I make the decision to use that letter, and you may see it fit to substitute each word as it applies to your life. By all means, go ahead and do that. So, action. The first word, the first letter in action is the letter A. And for today's conversation, I choose to use the word attitude. Attitude. Now, I remember years gone by, people always say, oh, you have an attitude. And people tend to look on the word attitude as having one meaning. And they would normally look on it as having a negative meaning. However, an attitude can be positive or negative. It depends on the behavior it is portraying. So, the first letter A, I choose the word attitude. And when you look on grading yourself, there are different subjects I am going to be talking about in this episode. Each and every one of us, we are either consciously or unconsciously grading ourselves. Voluntarily or involuntary. However, I want you to be bold in stepping up and saying, yes, I now understand that I am grading myself. Not all of us are giving ourselves passing grades. And there are different reasons why people are giving themselves failing grades. They accept the failing grades, and then they live with guilt and shame out of that grading that they decide that, hey, this is what I'm going to take because this is what I deserve. So our attitude plays a big role in that. You need to develop an attitude not to settle for anything that is mediocre. There are times when society grades you and label you, and you end up buying into that and claim that for you. So watch your attitude. The next letter is the letter C. And I chose three words here, and I'm sure you'll have another one that goes here for yourself. These are just examples I'm giving you. However, I would like for you to be creative in selecting and choosing the words that applies to you and who you are. The three words I chose for C are commitment, consultation, and consciousness. Commitment. After you examine your attitude and you check that out, you realize what needs to be adjusted or modified, you need to make the commitment to stay true to that. You might find out that in your life you need to consult with somebody else to guide you on that track. You need to do that. It might be a mentor, a coach, a confidant, a good friend. Somebody who can hold you accountable after you make that commitment. If you need to consult with someone, do that. The next word I chose there was consciousness. What are you believing? What are you holding in your mind about you? People that are saying you are no good and you are a loser and all that, are you holding that into your consciousness? If that is so, then you need to erase it because you are not who they say you are. You are not who they are labeling you to be. You can look back on your earlier days as a child, and for some of you adults now, early teenager, early adult, look back over those times when you were operating in your authentic self. You were having fun. You were joyful. You were happy. You loved yourself. You were embracing yourself. And all of a sudden, you don't know what happened. For years, you have been down in the valley and the dungeon. Now, this is the reason why we are speaking today about how you are grading yourself. The next letter is the letter T. And for T, I chose two words. I chose truth and tolerance. Let us first talk about truth. Each and every one of us have our truth. And during this process of change and upgrading our grading system and all of that, we need to identify our truth, embrace it, and own it. Own our truth. Don't try and get and pawn it off to somebody else. It is your truth, so you need to own it and embrace it and work with it so you can move ahead. Nothing happens until we own our truth. The truth about who we are and why we are. Tolerance. During this time, when we examine and identify the truth, there are times when it's honestly and truly, it's going to be really rough. However, you got to develop tolerance level that is higher and stronger than you have ever seen. God, during this time, you probably are by yourself. There's no one else to support you. However, you must understand and know the reason why you are on this journey. The next letter is the letter I. inspire, and improve. There are lots of times that we get inspiration from outside. And if that's what you need to take an inventory of all the things that inspires you, will help you on this journey. You will not be motivated until you get inspired. So you got to seek after the inspiration. What is it? Is it exercise? Is it music? What is it? Is it singing? Find out what ignites the inspiration in you and go for it. You got to be all in. You got to understand that unless you can get yourself inspired, you will not be motivated to do this journey. The next letter is the letter O, and that is for opportunities. Opportunities are always knocking at our doors. The reason we keep missing out is because we are not paying attention. So be observant everywhere you go and every situation that you find yourself. I want you to pay attention and identify the opportunity that is present there. Be aware of these opportunities. Be alert. A lot of times we ignore opportunities and then later on we will remark, oh, if I only knew, only if I had known. I'm here to tell you that you must develop an attitude where you trust the universe, that the universe is not going to bring you into any opportunities that is not good for you and that there are not lessons there to learn. So spend the time there. Take the opportunities. Learn the lesson from them. Know when the seasons has come to an end there and you need to move on. The last letter is the letter N. And that word is nurturing. You must, and I'm using the word must in bold letters. If I was typing this, it would have been in bold block letters. You must nurture yourself at all times during this process. You got to love yourself. You got to appreciate yourself and show gratitude for each step that you have accomplished. Look, it doesn't matter how small an accomplishment it is, you must reward yourself. So take the time to appreciate, nurture yourself, take quiet time, journal, meditate, and relax. Love yourself and treat yourself kindly. Nurture yourself. Eat the right foods. Do the right exercise. Be in the right company. Company that will enhance who you are and what you are about. So we went through the word action. I broke it down for you. And the words that I gave you, I want to encourage you to substitute those words with a list that you create and develop for yourself. So I want for you to also call me and let me know how this exercise worked out for you. The next topic I want to look on, or the next subject here, is communication. How are you communicating with yourself? I know this question is sometimes puzzling for people to answer, but I want you, if you have not done so in the past, I want for you to now begin to observe the ways that you are communicating with yourself. Are you degrading the remarks and statements you use about yourself? Are they belittling? Are they degrading? What kind of a conversation you are holding about yourself? It is important that you use positive things and statements and words to describe who you are and what you are about. So if you right now, if you're listening to my voice and you do not know what you are about, I encourage you that at the end of this show, I want you to take a minute and jot down what you are about. Write what you are about. You know, how does it impact the lives of other people? And you got to keep telling yourself all of these things until you believe it yourself. Because a lot of times we don't believe what we say about ourselves. People will ask us if we believe that and we'll say yes. However, the truth is you really and truly does not believe it. So do what it takes to begin to believe the things that you say about you. Are you telling yourself, this is it, I will never, ? You know all the nevers that you place yourself in. How long have you been playing that tape? How long you have been playing that music? And you know that music is working because it is not happening. So what happens if you flip over and begin to play a new music where you tell yourself you can be all that you desire to be? And I know for myself personally, once I came to that understanding and began working with it, all the support I needed came running, because the universe is faithful to us. Universe will never deprive us or let us down. Each and every one of us has the ability to talk ourselves to and through the change that we desire in our lives. We need to understand that when there's a time when we get stagnant where we are, and nothing that is stagnant can grow. A lot of times you look on a plant and the plant is in the pot and it's not looking so good. And what you do, the first thing you look on it, you said, I got to repot that plant. And you repot the plant because you want to give the root place to grow, to breathe. It needs room to move around. And it's the same thing in our lives. There's a time when we have outgrown that pot we're in, and we need to be replanted. Don't be afraid when the time comes to say, I need to be replanted. If you need help to choose the size pot that you want, to choose the type of soil that you need to be replanted in, don't be ashamed to ask, because we have not because we ask not. There are always help that is out there for us. How effective are you at reprogramming those areas of your life? May it be personal or professional. How effective are you to reprogram those things that needs to be? We honestly and truly know the areas of our lives that needs reprogramming. We don't need to wait on anybody to tell us. So we need to know that we are the best advocate for ourselves, and we need, in claiming our truth, this is one aspect of our truth we must face up to reprogram ourselves to be the best that we are called to be. Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come to give yourselves permission to be whatever that be is for you. The time has come. The time is today. And you must take action. So don't put it off anymore. Don't delay anymore. Take action right now. Next, let's talk about some of our fears. I'm here to tell you not to be afraid to be vulnerable, especially for those of us who are in our own business. I can tell you from personal experience, when you become vulnerable, that's what attracts people to you. Your story, each and every one of us have a story. And a lot of times we tend to hold our stories because of guilt or shame. And we don't want to share it with anybody else. However, not until we get vulnerable, we are not going to be able to attract those meaningful relationships that will add value to our lives. So, if you are looking to be the best you, the authentic and unique you, you need to begin to be vulnerable, because that is where it starts. That's where it begins. Tell your story to those who deserve to hear it. Hear me well. Tell your story to those who deserve to hear it. Know that our stories are in a most sacred place. So don't just go waste it and just tell everybody. Tell the people who deserve to hear it, and that it will make a difference in their lives. So tell your story to those who deserve to hear it. Not to those who will judge you, those who will criticize you, but those who will use your story to turn their lives around and to make things better for themselves. You need to develop an attitude to trust your soul, your gut, your authentic place, that deep inner place of you. A lot of times we run around asking everyone else for their opinion and their evaluation and their assessment, when inside our guts we are getting the insight, we are getting the clarification, and we are afraid to trust that. I'm here to tell you that once you trust your inner feeling, you will never, ever have any regrets. So begin to practice your intuition. Pay attention to your intuition, because it is always on mark. I tell you, once I began spending more quiet time and engaging myself during my quiet time together, that was when I became more intimately connected with my intuition, and to know that I can trust that. Because I got to be honest with you, there was a time in my life when I too used to run around asking everybody, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do the other? And you know as much as I do that by the end of those conversations, you end up more confused than before you started. So know to trust yourself. And the more quiet time you can spend with yourself, the more you will understand about developing and connected with that the intimate part of who you are. Don't be ashamed to ask for help. Everybody needs help. And it's not showing weakness. It shows your strength. A strong person identify that they need help and they go seek after it. And so be it. If you ask a few people for help and they say no, it's not the end of the world. You get up, you brush yourself off, and you move on, because before long you will get all the yeses that you want and all the people who want to help you with your process. Always ask for help from people who have traveled the path that you are on. I find out for myself, it helps me to shorten the learning curve. I don't have to spend as much time learning that. However, I can learn from somebody else's experience and apply my experience from that. So I'm kind of not going in blindly. I have some insight going on. A lot of times I can say, oh, well, this is what this person has told me and this is what that person has told me. And then I become quite clear about what that situation and circumstances is all about. Okay, I want to get a word from our sponsor. If you are listening, you're welcome to call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And let's talk about some of the ways that you're grading yourself. And now here are a few words from one of our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. And again, the number to call us to be part of this conversation is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And for those of you in the chat room, you are welcome to type your questions or remarks in that little box there. But I love when you call in. So call in. 646-915-8166. And if you are just joining us, today's topic that we're talking about is how are you grading yourself? So if you miss the first two segments, I want you to listen to it in its entirety, because there were, if I may say so myself, there were some great tidbits there. So let us continue on. Do you have the fear of not being able to trust yourself enough to dismantle what needs to be dismantled. There are times when we have created some things and it's no longer serving our ultimate good, and we want to hold on to it, and a lot of time the life is already gone out of it. And out of fear, we are holding on. But during this process of improving our grading system in our lives, we need to trust ourselves enough to dismantle that which needs to be. Now, you know you better than anybody else does. Don't be fearful. I want you to create a list, a master list of your core circle of influence. Who are those people? What do they do? I want you to create a list, put their names on it, and then I want you to get on the phone with them and let them know that you are in the process of recreating you. And you need them to be part of your core circle of influence. Those are people that will allow you to stretch. Those are people who will not tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Those are people who will kick you in the rear end when that needs to be done. So, create that list. Call those persons, people within the next 24 hours and get the ball rolling. Now, here's a book I want you to add that will support you on this journey of writing winning grades for your life. I want you to get this book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. Unlock your mastery keys to success. And the one I want you to get is from Joseph Murphy. You'll see a lot on there, but this is my favorite one out of all of them. So be sure to get that and add it to your library. Don't be afraid to mark it up and use it. Now, we are right on the section of the grading system. And I'm going to try and go slow here. Grading yourself. I am giving you this scale to use as you're grading from 1 through 10, with 10 being the highest. All right? So when I call each word out, if you think you are a 9, you put a 9 next to it. If you think you are a 7, you put a 7 and vice versa. Okay? The first word is attitude. Oh. Looking at your grade there from 1 through 10, I want you to give yourself the grade that you think you deserve there. The next word is support. Grade yourself there. Do you have the support in place that you think you need to help you to get to where you need to be? Grade yourself there. The next word is tolerance. And grade yourself on tolerance. All aspects of tolerance, okay? The next word is listening. Are you able to listen with intent? You know, there's a saying that the reason God gives us two ears and one mouth is so that we can listen more than we talk. So grade yourself there from 1 through 10, with 10 being the highest. Resilience is the next word. How is your bounce back ability? When something happens, what do? You crawl into bed, draw all the blinds, cover yourself up and in total darkness and go into a month of depression. You don't see the sunlight coming up. How is your resilience? Grade yourself there. The next word I want you to look at is self-acceptance. Do you accept you Or do you not accept yourself? Are you comparing yourself to others? You know, why can't I be this? Why can't I be that like the other person? Because you are not that other person, and you are not supposed to be like that other person. So grade yourself in the area of self-acceptance. The next area I want you to grade yourself in is self-love. Do you love yourself, or are you looking outside of who you are for somebody to love you? Once you start to love yourself, then you're going to find out that everyone else that you meet loves you, because we attract who we are. The next word is happiness. How happy are you? Grade yourself there. How joyful are you? Joy is the next word. So remember, you are grading yourself from 1 through 10 and all of these words. Again, the words are attitude, support, tolerance, listening, resilience, self-acceptance, self-love, happiness, and joy. All right, so now we have 47 minutes remaining in this segment, so call in. You don't need to wait on me to finish. You can call in. I'll take your calls, and if you write in the box there in the chat room, if you write in the box, I will read and I'll attend, and then I keep going back to my presentation. The next word I want to talk about as we grade ourselves is the word gratitude. Are you showing gratitude for who you are, what you are? Each and every area of your life. We all have a lot to be thankful for, but instead of showing gratitude, we oftentimes end up complaining. It is never enough. We don't have a big enough this. We don't have that. We don't have the other. So look back and begin to demonstrate each and every day an activity towards gratitude. It can be as easy as you swing your feet over the bed each morning. You can repeat a statement of gratitude. This is not rocket science. You don't have to have a degree to do that. It's just common sense. All right? So show gratitude at all times. Doesn't matter how small. It doesn't matter how difficult things appears to be. Take a deep breath. Take the time to show gratitude. The next thing I want us to talk about is never forget your why. I've done many presentations on knowing and claiming your why. I've done webinars. I've done summits. I've done TV shows. I've done so many things. So if you check out, you can always find some conversation pertaining to that. I find our why an integral part of our grading system and progress and process. It is extremely, extremely important. Never forget your why. Keep it close to your mind, no matter what happens. Sleet, rain, thunderstorm, tsunami, whatever it is, do not give up on it. Keep it close to you, because I have found out that for myself, my why is one of the strongest glues that holds me together. It helps me to focus. It helps me to understand why I am going through the things I go through, And it helps me to stay focused on the end result and the goal that is going to come. So stay close to your why. Never forget it. Never give it up. Write it in little 3x5 cards. You know, laminate it and keep it with you. Know it just like you know your name when somebody calls your name. You know to turn around and answer. I want you to have that kind of a relationship with your why as well. So now the next glue that holds me close to that is my truth. So when you couple your truth with your why, you understand that there can't be any turning back at that point. There cannot be any distraction. It's like you put an anchor, you know, when the big ships are out there in the ocean and when they dock, what's the first thing they do? They put the anchor down so that once they dock, the ships ain't going anywhere until they're ready to pull out again. And that's the same thing you and I needs to do as we work on the grading system for ourselves so we can create that lifestyle and that success that we need. We need to stay true to our truth and partner our truth with our why in life. And we will not have any distraction about what it is that we are supposed to be doing. No matter what circumstances or situation life throws you, I want you to remember that the two glues that will continuously hold you together is your why and your truth. You know, when the hill gets so steep, you can look and say, ooh, you take a couple of deep breaths and you know that you know that you're going to get stronger after those deep breaths. And you said, I know why I am doing this, and this is because X, Y, and Z. And you repeat it, and you repeat your truth knowing this is my truth, and that's why I am traveling this journey. I tell you, once you complete that journey, it's going to be so sweet. You're going to be on top of that mountaintop looking back down in that valley where you used to be, and now you are on top. So know that you own it to yourself. You got to know that you to accept your truth, as I just mentioned. Own it. And give yourself permission to be the best you can be in all aspects of your life, no matter what. The permission can only come from you, deep down inside you. You got to look in the mirror and said, Daphne, I give you permission to win at XYZ. I give you permission to fall in love. I give you permission to lose weight. I give you permission to be successful. I give you permission to get that speaking contract that you're working on. Whatever the truth is for you, you need to begin to give yourself permission to just be. Just be. And know that only you can give yourself the permission no matter what's going on around you. There are times when, you know, there's this saying that says when you're handed lemon, you make lemonade. And it's the same thing with our lives. There are a lot of times when things are going to be getting sour. And you got to use those lemon to make some lemonade and to just turn it around. And I am here to tell you from personal experience that once you turn it around, oh, my Lord, it's one of the most glorious experience that you can encounter. When you stand up and look and say, well, had I not done X, Y, and Z, I would still be in that valley. It is such a rewarding thing. I'm also here to tell you that once you start to write winning grades for yourself, know that you cannot turn back. You got to be in it to win. You got to be in it to win. You got to be in it to win. All in. All in. Unless you are all in, nothing is going to work for you. So it's not a game. Your life is not a game. You got to be all in, and you must do what it takes to remain. Do you need a mentor? Do you need a guide? Do you need a coach? Do you need a confidant? Whatever your needs are, get it, because you must be all in. If you are going to get any results whatsoever, you must be all in. You cannot be doing this half-heartedly. You cannot be doing this with the right one foot in and one foot out, and it's like you're pulling a tug of war. You must be all in. You got to be in it to win it. You got to be in it. That's what they say about the lottery. You got to be in it to win it. And do not allow anyone to distract you. Once you're all in, the haters are going to be telling you why you shouldn't be all in. They're going to be giving you data of who never make it and all of that. And you got to be bold and honest in telling them, hey, none of those people, they weren't me. I know what I am about. And you go out there and you do that and you let that happen. You got to be all in, because if you're not all in, you will not win at life's game. Life is a rough game. However, many are winning day out and day in, because they make the decision that they are winners, and they keep winning at it. You got to allow yourself to be encouraged. You got to do the things that makes you happy, the things that keeps your life excited, the things that when people relate to you, the impact you have on them, it makes you satisfied that they are showing gratitude to something you have done that helps to impact their lives. You got to be genuine. Be the same person to everybody. Don't be treating people with inferiority. Don't do that. You love people and support them for who they are and for what they are about. In their morals and values and all of that. So know that it doesn't matter where you are right now. You can begin to be a winner right now. It just takes the decision to be a winner. You are a success right now at everything that you do. You are a success. You are looking for more success? Yes, you can get it. It is right there waiting on you just to claim it. Waiting on you just to claim it. So you got to go out there and just make it happen for you, because you deserve it. You deserve it. Now, I am going to be giving you some statements here. And again, these are words that I have selected. You can choose your own words. But this is an antidote I want to give you that you're going to start doing as many times per day as your little heart desires. I want you to keep saying it until you do not need the paper anymore. It is engraved inside of you. And here are some I am statements. I'm going to say I am, and I'm going to repeat some words. And you can write I am, and you can put the words next to the I am that is true for you. Got it? I am is the statement, and then you're going to put the word next to it. For example, I am successful. Whatever the word is for you, you write the I am and you write the word. Not will be, not I wish I was, I am. So you write whatever your I am words are. The first statement for me is, I am successful. The second statement is, I am loving. I am loving. The next, I am lovable. I am lovable. Next, I am reliable. I am reliable. Next one, I am influential. I am influential. What are the I am words for you? If anyone out there, if you want to call in and share your list with me, I would greatly appreciate that. And the people in the chat room, take some time, create your list, and please, one of you share your list right there for me. Let me see what it is. No, you do not have to write your name on the list if you don't want to. Just go ahead and share it. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. No pressure. No pressure at all. No pressure. All right? So the last one I have on my list here is I am a great, whatever it is you are great at, cook, wife, mother, leader, and the list goes on and on and on. So just go ahead and create the I am list for you. And these things that you are, the I ams that you are putting here, will help you to cement in the truth that you are avoiding about yourself. There are lots of amazing things about who you are, and you have suppressed them over a period. Not sure why, but this is the time for you to go back and retrieve it, claim them. It really doesn't matter how long you took them there and pawned them off. Go back right now and claim them so you can start to work on who you are called to be. Yeah, I had to get me a sip of jasmine, iced jasmine tea made from my kitchen. All right, all right. So the I ams I went over was I am successful, I am loving, I am lovable, I am reliable, I am influential, I am a great leader, I am a great teacher, and for some, I am a great father and mother. All right. So moving right along, we have only 29 minutes remaining. So come on, guys. Call in now. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I want to remind you to visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, DaphneClarkHudson.com. Visit those two sites and become part of our mailing list, you're going to get some amazing free gift. We have some MP3 files. We got lots of good stuff that we are giving you for F-R-E-E. All you need to do is to get on to my mailing list right there. All right. So whatever your I am is, write them down. Know them as your truth. Claim them, embrace them. Not, you got to speak into being that which is truth. So a lot of the things you don't have yet because you have not been claiming them, and it has nothing to do with how long you're in business or and all of that. It really does not. But you need to focus on I am. Know what the I am means. When you use the word I am in front of a statement, it means that you wholeheartedly 100% claims that, which is. So today is your time to just give yourself permission to go out right there. And as scary as it feels, I want you to go ahead, create your list, and begin to do the work in you. All right. You got to take some time and think this through. You know, let's say you would call in here now and I would ask you to tell me a little bit about you, who you are, and what you do. Do you have that statement memorized? Can you commit it to memory? If you cannot, now this is the time during this activity to start to create a statement that you can share with the world. Verbalize as often as you can this statement, the I am statement. Keep saying them until they become who you are. You eat, sleep, drink, live these statements till you're going to notice, too, that they begin to bring a transformation about who you are. People are going to begin to ask, oh, have you been doing this? Have you been doing that? Yes, I have been. It has to do with my personal development. I've been saying these few little words, and here is what happened to me. I know from my feedback to my clients, a lot of times, they are fearful to do this activity. I think I'm not sure whether fearful is the right word, but the reason that people don't go out and take chances in getting these things done is because they're afraid of what other people are going to say about them, and other people are going to make fun of them, and oh, I don't want anybody to hear me say that. It's just like it's too woo-woo, 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 you know. But you got to know that what you are doing, it is for your betterment, not for anybody else. Find what works for you and work it. Find what works for you and work it. All right? Increase your grading system. Be kind to yourself. Be loving to yourself. Do not allow anyone or any circumstances to lower your grading scale. This one especially is for me. If you are not yet doing your exercise and everything, let that be part of your new system that you are doing. Just make sure you are treating you the best possibly way that you can. I know that there is so much for us to accomplish. And a lot of times we are looking on the job and to the bosses and to the supervisors to give us what it is that we want. However, I'm here to remind you and also to encourage you that is not so. You can go out there and you can create the best you that ever seen. So go out there and make something happen. Yeah, if you just join in the conversation again, I recommended getting this book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, Unlocked Your Mastery to Success. And the author is Joseph Murphy. All right? So get the calls coming in, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have for me or to listen to any feedbacks that you may have for us that will enhance this conversation tonight. All right. I'm looking in the, let me tell you some of the topics that this book covers. And the reason I share it with you, it's not that I am endorsing it. However, I love to have a library, and I think this is a good book to have in your library. And here are some of the questions that it asks us. I'm just going to like go through some of the headings. It says, how this book can work miracles in your life. Do you know the answers? Why is one man sad and the other man happy? There is one man joyous and the other prosperous, and the other man poor and miserable. Why is one man fearful and anxious and another full of faith and confidence? Why does one man have a beautiful, luxurious home and another one lives out of a manger, existing in the slum? Why is one man great success and another a subject failure? Why is the speaker understanding and a mental population and another Medicare and unpopular? Why is one man so genius in his work and the professions and the other main toils and moils all his life without going or accomplishing anything? Why is one man headed, why is one man healed of a so-called incurable disease and another isn't? Why is so many good, kind religious people offer after the tortures of the damned in mind and body. Why is it many immortal and irreligious people succeed and prosper and enjoy radiant health? Why is one woman happily married and her sister very unhappy and frustrated? Is there an answer to these questions? In the workings of your consciousness and subconscious minds, there most certainly is. There most certainly is. So you see why I tell you to buy this book. And it goes on, it deals about the reason he wrote the book, the release of the miracles of working with this book, and there's some testimonies there. There is wonders happen when you pray effectively. Everybody prays. Unique features of this book. What do you believe? Desire is prior. There is one mid common in all individual men. And that was a quote by Emerson. So you're going to get a lot of goodies out of this book, because here are the table of contents. The table of contents, the treasure house within you, how your own mind works, the miracle working power of your subconscious, mental headlines in ancient times, mental healings in modern times, practical in mental healing. Practical techniques in mental healing. The tendency of the subconscious is like ward. How to get the results you want. How to use the power of your subconscious for wealth. Your right to be rich, your subconscious mind, as was the practical in success. Science used the subconscious mind. Your subconscious and the wonders of sleep. Your subconscious mind and marital problems, your subconscious mind and your happiness, your subconscious mind and harmonious human relations, how to use your subconscious mind for forgiveness, how your subconscious removes mental blocks. How to use your subconscious mind to remove fear. How to stay young and spirit power. So those are all the contents that this book will cover. So again, I encourage you to get the book and use it alongside with the information I give you here on today's episode, and you will find out that you are going to be on your way to success. Well, again, I want to remind you about connecting with me on social media. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. I am on Facebook. And I want to ask you to visit my website, DaphneClarkHudson.com and DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. Now, we are going to be celebrating, starting the 29th of March, we are going to be celebrating our birthday here on Blog Talk Radio. We are 6 years old here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm excited about that. I'm sending the invitations out to some of my previous guests to come back. Just drop on by for a few minutes. And tomorrow, Monday the 17th, I am on with another episode of Investment and Steroids with Mr. Sidney Tremaine. So it's can't believe it's already week four. So this is the last segment for March, and then it's going to be monthly moving forward. And the beauty about it is that the MP3s will be available for you purchase. And when you purchase, so you'll be helping my nonprofit, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., and the Breakfast Feeding Program from the Carmel Moravian School in Jamaica, West Indies. He has decided to give a portion of all the recordings that is sold. He's going to be giving a portion to the children to help to feed the children. So I'm excited and I am looking forward. So come back again tomorrow night and join us there as we speak about, I think tomorrow night we're going to be speaking about some of the systems that entrepreneurs can use so that we invest at the right time, so that instead of losing money, we are making more money than ever. So I want you to stop by. I think we're also going to be talking about how entrepreneurs can start put away more money for college for their children, for those children who decide that they are going to go to college. So that conversation is taking place tomorrow night. Then on Wednesday, we are again back on the air. And then next week, we are going to be down in San Francisco, California. So we are going to be coming to you from out there as well. So we'll let you know who the guests are going to be out there. So I'm excited about the upcoming week. And if you know of anyone who has an amazing story to tell, like last week I met a woman whose mother is 100 plus years old, and I am inviting her to be on the TV show in Danbury. But I think I'm going to try and get her on the radio here, because I'm sure she will encourage lots and lots of people wherever they are around the world. So check us out there. Give us a call. Again, I want to thank that gentleman, Mr. Peter Green from the Danbury area, who called in to thank us for the show. And he said that something happened to him 19 years ago. And by listening to one of the episodes that was aired last Wednesday, he got the insight and encouragement to go and deal with it. So it's a blessing. I am thankful to God for the way he's using me. And each and every day I wake up, I recommit myself to him to use me to make a difference in the lives of people. I enjoy what I do. I'm glad that I am able to assist people to give their best life, their best product, or their best service to the world. I do that, and by doing that, it helps me to really, really, truly feel happy about that. So I see you tomorrow night. I want to encourage you to stop by. If you have kids and you're thinking about how you're going to get them to college, stop by, listen to Sydney Tremaine and myself, and we will help you to get all the information you need. So long, and I will see you tomorrow night again and during the week. Remember, you're called for a destiny, and no one will derail you so long as you stay focused and invest in yourself.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me, speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this lane. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this lane. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit. Tell the Lord. Hallelujah. For showing me. I can sense my way through and directing me. I can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know what I know what I'm here for. Yeah. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah.